Tablet 9. And there was light. Genesis 1, verse 3. With this success, he became pure consciousness, or complete awareness. The cycle of ups and downs, as going to the state of happiness with feeling that one is a part of the universe, and then feeling lonely and unhappy because of the domination of the tamaguna, ceased, and the great permanent joy, Ananda, with infinite knowledge and power, was replaced instead. He was aware that I know, sattva, positive, I do, raja, neutral, and I have done, tama, negative, with no attachment to them, and each with a universal feeling. He also knew that I am, consciousness, passive, is none of these feelings, influences of the three gunas, but I am that I am. He knew that he was beyond the three gunas, and that they were his servants. So he who proved to be worthy through his struggle, won his grace, and became the first begotten Son of God. He overcame the power of the tamaguna over his soul, and whoever overcomes will become his son. Revelation 21, verse 7. He becomes in his image. A son is in the image or likeness of his father. God is in the state of pure consciousness, or perfect awareness, with control over the three gunas in the universe. Also, whoever reaches this state by his grace will gain complete awareness with perfect power over the three gunas of his consciousness, and also with whatever power the Lord gives to him. As the greatest sign shows, even in the state of pure consciousness, the unit consciousness is under the control of the Father. Such a consciousness is in pure consciousness, one with the Father and the Son of God, a God. He himself becomes the center and nucleus for those who recognize the truth, God, through him. He radiates the qualities of God. By his example, he becomes the way and the truth. And whoever follows his ways, the eternal path, will reach the Father, the truth, the light. However, the true radiating nucleus of the universe and the controller of all is the Father, God, and it is he who unifies. But because each unit consciousness goes through different experiences, each will become unique in itself as an individual, at the same time being a part and parcel of God, all. In other words, God, universe, is all, and each individual is specialized through his experiences. So God can manifest himself with special qualities through each individual with different expressions. The total of the individuals in all levels, with their qualities together, manifest all the qualities of God. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1, verse 4. God saw the divine path, and God saw the light, and he was very pleased that it was good. He completely divided the state of pure consciousness, light, and the path to reach there from the state of being lost and ignorant, darkness, and he became the master of the process of coming from ignorance to pure consciousness. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1, verse 5. The path to pure consciousness, eternal divine path, leads to the light. And the state of pure consciousness is the state of complete awareness and knowledge. There the truth becomes clear as day. But he who is under the control of the tamaguna is in ignorance and is dark as night. At this point, the first period of the struggle to help the lost unit consciousness was finished, and the evening and the morning were the first day.